Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. If you're Apple, Apple Podcasts. If you're Android, we recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, make sure you subscribe to Off the Floor, $2.99. If you were subscribed to Off the Floor today, you would have gotten this before anyone else. The fact that Zach Edey of Purdue has worked out for the Miami Heat. We're putting the workout updates. We know the Heat are telling people not to tell anybody, but we have our ways. Check it out on the Five on the Floor host updates. That's one of the 10 channels that you get access to if you just pay the $2.99 per month. The link is right here in the description on the podcast feed and on the YouTube channel. Also, check out great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Our friend Lynette, she subscribes there. That's right, she does. Aggressive Insurance Agency, 954-581-8800, 954-581-8800. Insurance by Lynette, that's two N's, two T's, insurancebylynette.com. Get your car insurance, your life insurance, your renter's insurance, all of your other insurance from Lynette, and a huge Miami Heat fan, probably a bigger Miami Heat fan than you. And now, check out today's episode.
Down to Biscayne.
Yikes.
Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
If there's one thing I do this entire offseason, we've got about 5 months. We'll add Brady to the top there, I promise. I asked Alana to do it a little while ago, but you know, she's been busy getting married and all that stuff, so she hasn't had time, but congratulations to her. We will get back on that, because Brady certainly deserves to be on the masthead. Now, today's floor plan, I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick on Five Reasons Sports. We got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. I mentioned earlier that you should be subscribed to Off the Floor. We are trying to round up these draft workouts. Just because the Heat work out someone doesn't mean that they'll end up interested in him. There are smoke screens that are thrown out there, but the Heat do tend to be more secretive than other teams about this stuff. Some other teams literally just release all of it. Like, they'll just, somebody's in the building and they just tell you. It's not the way that the Heat operate. But one player that we thought that the Heat might take a look at, even though he's sort of outside of their usual preference in the Eric Spoelstra era, is Zach Edey, the center from Purdue, well over 7 feet tall. Was player of the year, was he not, Alex, I believe? I don't watch a ton of college basketball.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person here.
Because I watch – I mean, I've seen him play several times, but yeah. I'm just saying – yes, there we go. Well, he won back-to-back Sporting News National Player of the Year awards. He joined Oscar Robertson, Jerry Lucas, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, and Ralph Sampson. So pretty good category there. 24 points, 11 rebounds, more than 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks per game. And look, obviously was
AP Player of the Years.
Okay, the one that matters. And so, you know, he's listed at 7'4", 300 pounds. I don't – was he in Chicago? I'm not even sure of this.
Yeah,
did he weigh in Chicago at the combine? Okay.
I don't have to right now, but I was – I remember when the combine was happening, there was clips going around of him doing the shuttle run. There was some of him shooting. So you already know people were getting themselves hyped up over that.
Well, and here's the comparison. This is from a college basketball insider named John Rothstein. I know some people have – mentioned him before. They called him the Edey is the Yao Ming of college basketball. He even sort of, I don't know, he resembles him even a little bit in terms of the way that he looks and the way that he plays. He's never attempted a three-pointer. Okay, so we're going to be very clear on what he is and what he isn't. It says this, I don't know when this was taken, but according to Instat, he took only one single shot outside the paint or block. And this was part of the scouting reporter on the Sporting News. On offense, teams will force him to his weaker left hand. He's a non-shooter away from the rim. His biggest strength is his most glaring weakness. He's so big it's almost impossible to be as mobile as he would need to be to excel at the next level. On defense, he's not quick enough laterally to keep up with the athletes in the league. With NBA spacing, he would be played off the floor as a frequent target in pick and rolls. He's not versatile for switchy NBA schemes, and even in drop coverage, three-point and mid-range shooters would have a field day. Now, let me give you some of the positives, and again, this is from a Sporting News article. 7'7 wingspan, a movable force in the paint, drop step and dunk with ease, and if defenses are lucky enough to force him away from the restricted area, he has developed soft touch on his right-handed hook. Also, good rebounder, putbacks, patient, has a feel for the game inside the paint and just outside of it. On defense, he's an intimidator, reliable shot blocker. Look, the times I've watched him, and again, I don't watch a ton of college basketball anymore, but I try to catch up with it around the tournament. He's relentless. He does play hard. He plays hard. He plays with an edge, and he has a lot of those traditional big man things that you look for. But Alex, here's the question. Do the Heat really want a traditional big man?
So that's a good, it's a good conversation, and we're going to get into it. But I heard you say something about the wingspan, and I have more here on his measurables. At the combine, according to the CBS Sports article, he was just under 7'4 without shoes with a 7'11 wingspan. So yeah, the guy is massive, and a 9'7" standing reach. But I think the Heat should look into it. I'm not saying I'm sold, like he's like my favorite guy for them to draft, but you know, it would be a fun project in the sense of like, if the Heat were to draft him, that means they see a lot in him, right? That doesn't even need to be said, but it's like the things that he's really good at, he's very, very good at. And it's so extreme. Like you pointed out there with, you know, the way that he doesn't really take any shots that are outside, you know, right in front of the rim, basically. And he has great touch. He's a great interior post presence. He's ginormous. And yes, he's a little bit slow. He can be considered one of the trees. But, and I think like you mentioned there, since the defense is considered to be like his biggest weakness, right, and how he's going to be able to guard in the NBA and play in space and all that. You know, some things actually did come out in his favor from that stuff, like from the combine. And I'm looking here at the same CBS Sports article, and, you know, like it feels like the narrative was when you compared him to Donovan Clingan of UConn, who, you know, they won the national title and all that. They played against each other for the national title. Is that Clingan, who's going to probably go top five, with the way that his stock has been going up, right? He was considered to be the mobile, modern big man, and Edie the traditional one. And in fact, at the combine, Edie ranked ahead of Donovan Clingan in lane agility time, the three-quarter sprint, max vertical leap, and standing vertical leap. So, I mean, he did have, to be fair, one of the worst, like, just straight speed times, just, like, up and down the floor. But the fact that he graded a little bit better than Clingan and some of the stuff that you know is gonna be more useful in a half court offense, or excuse me, half court defense, right? I think, you know, it's good because he's not a complete tree, right? But I do think if the Heat were to look into this guy, it would 100% be just to, you know, be the backup center. It's not gonna be a play with Bam thing, and I know a lot of fans want that. You see it all over the YouTube comments. People really want, you know, a traditional big man next to Bam. And I'm not a fan of that. I think, you know, their spacing is already like very not good as it is. And like, I don't think Spo is into that idea of, you know, messing up their spacing with another guy who has to get all his shots in the paint. I don't think they're going to do that. And so it's a backup five, and I'm not against that. It's, again, he's not my favorite prospect or anything like that, but there's a lot of good fives in that range, in the Heat's range, just when you look at the mock drafts. And we were talking about it the other day on Playback, right, with Brady. We went through a lot of those bigs, and I think there's some more athletic ones that are out there, some more, you know, guys with more perimeter skills that are out there in that range if they wanted to do that. So going Zach Edey not only will be surprising, not just because, oh, they're getting a guy who's going to be the backup big and people are going to be, you know, getting PTSD from the Precious thing, because that's what that idea was, right? I just think it's like there's other bigs out there who people like as well and who are good. So I would be surprised if they got him. But look, like, he's good at what he's good at. It would be a project for the Heat to fix, you know, not fix, but like hide his weaknesses. And we know what they do with their backup bigs. Like, they'll be in a lot of zone. I don't know if they're going to have him come up to the level and hedge or blitz. I don't know if that's the move for Zach Edey, but probably a lot of zone and a deep drop for Zach Edey off the bench.
Well, look, I mean, as far as the center thing goes, I mean, let's and I appreciate you going through all of that, because, I mean, he is an extreme in the modern NBA. Like, I mean, you talk about traditional bigs have been phased out. Like, this is the traditional big, like this. And the reality is that, you know, we can talk about Jokic and we can talk about Embiid and some big guys who are extraordinarily skilled. But this is more of sort of I don't know. I he's more of a scorer, but I go back to like the days of like the Rick Smits. Smits could score, actually. But like a Mark Eaton or those, when every team had like 2 7-footers, like you rolled out one, you rolled out another one. They didn't leave the basket. And again, that comes, you know, but again, this comes back to that question. Like, if you're not going to play him next to Bam, then what's the point? That's where I'm at with it. Like, I have my reservations about playing a big next to Bam. I've said this team needs more functional size, right? Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean Bam needs to play the four. It could mean that Bam plays, I mean, Jovic is functional size potentially if he develops, but I'm saying like getting guys at all the positions who are longer, bigger, et cetera, I think is something that this team needs to do. They've been small. They haven't been ultra athletic. You add those things together with short wingspans, not a lot of height, all of that. Like, it's a recipe for disaster. You essentially need to defend at an insane level and shoot the ball extremely well just to compete, okay, because you don't have those other natural advantages. But to me, like, you have the 15th pick. Like, this is an asset pick. It's not a great draft, but they've done work in this range before. I mean, right ahead of it. They took Tyler 13th. They took Bam 14th. So to take a guy who like projects as your backup center, because it's not like Bam's going anywhere. So like, what are we talking about then? Like, what is going to be his contribution? 15 minutes off the bench? Maybe. Is he going to be more playable than even, I don't know if Thomas Bryant's going to opt in or opt out, but is he even going to be more playable as a rookie than Thomas Bryant type? I mean, you'd hope, right? But I'm just saying, like, and as much as everybody talks about, okay, they need bigs and they're hard to find, and they end up having to play Kevin Love.
Well, Kevin Love, by the way.
Well, they have Kevin, but I mean, Kevin's obviously an uber skilled player who's just, you know, in the downside of his career, but still adds a lot of those elements that are useful to this team. I'm just like, okay, like, wouldn't you just be better off, instead of investing the 15th overall pick in a guy who's never going to start for you, wouldn't you be better off like just trying to find a better Thomas Bryant like out there, like or a better Dwayne Dedman or a better Cody Zeller, and maybe you swing and miss again? But like, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I'm not seeing the vision for this. Like, and I had trouble seeing the vision for the Precious pick too. Not that I thought Precious was a bad player, but I'm like, if they're not going to play him with Bam, then again, what's the
limited?
Right. Like, your upside here is capped. Like, and so let me ask you this, Alex. Let's say he's great off the bench. Okay. Let's say he's great. Like, say the 15 minutes, you still can't expand his role. I mean,
just to address that part of it, because I know people are going to point out that he was making shots at the combine and left scouts impressed. Mm-hmm. I think that also has to do with like expectations, right? Everybody, like you mentioned, the numbers, everybody thinks of him as like 100% inside the paint guy. Interior presence, you have to run the post-ups for him. So him just making open shots at the combine is cool, right? Like, you can kind of talk yourself into the idea of, okay, maybe he can be on the perimeter sometimes and doesn't always have to be down there in the dunker spot or having post-up offense run through him, because that's another thing. The Heat don't really do that. Like, we've seen what they do with their backup fives, and maybe it's because of the talent they've had, right? So maybe Spo would expand his game and try different things, like running post-ups for Zach Edey and kind of having him be a big part of the offense, as opposed to being just like a handoff guy who ends up rolling to the rim, you know, and not really doing much. You would kind of have to expand his role. I don't think that, you know, I it's cool that his shot doesn't look bad and he's making those wide open ones in a practice gym at the combine. I mean, in front of scouts, to be fair, like, there's pressure for sure, but like, I just don't think that translates to, oh, he can be a spacer out there, you know, and maybe he will be. I just don't think that it's reasonable to think he's going to be that.
He's not a space. Beginning. He's not.
Especially in the Heat's Heat's offense, where they've brought in backup fives throughout this whole era that have shot more threes than they end up shooting here. It happened with
Correct. Devin. Correct. And then we were screaming for them not to shoot them, like when Deadman or Bryant would take them, right? Like Bryant has shown exactly. Well, whatever. That's another good example. Like whatever Bryant's limitations were defensively, which we knew about. Like he was a skilled offensive player when he came in, and very little of that ended up getting utilized. And I just don't see how it's going to get utilized more just because this guy is at a higher level in terms of that, or is shown to be at a higher level and has competed at a high level in college against good, you know, good players. But absolutely, again, the end
in college,
he has, but you can do that in college. Like I because again, there aren't that many of those in college either. And if a team is going to commit to build their entire offense around a guy, if he has talent, he's going to be effective. I'm not saying he's not a talented player. Okay. But it seems to me like he's a player on a team that already has, say, a Jokic, right? And then like, okay, so you want to give Nikola some rest during the regular season, and Edie fills a 15-minute a game role. Like, okay, I can see that. But for the Heat, you're talking about changing everything they do. Like, I don't get it. And then defensively, in defense, yes, you'll have someone in a tree in front of the rim. But, and okay, I guess you could argue that that allows Bam, that frees Bam up to blitz more and do all those kind of things. No, right. And so, and the whole thing about workouts, and we'll get to the spot, and then we'll get some more after the break.
But like, Bam the whole thing either, about by the way, like maybe I'm wrong there, but like Bam just started shooting threes this year, and we all feel like, you know, his.
But we heard about Bam making all of his shots at a workout too.
Yeah, the workout, right? The Miami Pro League stuff, every
right,
summer.
And then but even when he came out of college, like that, his form was, and we've seen that, like they've developed him into a very good mid-range shooter, which was not something he did a lot at Kentucky. But I'm just saying, like.
And he's not going to be spacing for Edie. That's not going to happen before people
No, Jovic could be. Like, if that's your three-man big rotation, yes. But, I mean, Jovic has proven that. But, again, Jovic came out of, like, overseas and, like, we're like, okay, he's raw as hell, but he has point guard skills. He has shooting form. Like, they can just tap into this. It's just a question of how long he picks up the defensive, you know, awareness and that, which he started to this year. And so – there's real growth there. I don't know. I mean, part of me has said, okay, get a guy who's ready to play. And Edie makes sense for that. He's clearly ready to play, but he has to be playing in a situation that fits him. And I just don't see it. I mean, look, we heard all about, didn't we hear about Precious making every shot in his workouts too? Also, Pat said the one time that it actually did play out was Pat said that Tyler Hero had the best shooting workout he's seen. For them. Pat sometimes exaggerates, but look, Tyler's a great shooter. Like that has played out. It's been the other stuff. Right. Like, so, I mean, and that's why everybody's like, okay, he's Nick Stauskas, when actually he's better than that. They even had Nick Stauskas on the roster at one point. But the Edie thing is like, okay, to me, interesting player, you know, Yao Ming. There also is the issue with those kind of bigs that they get hurt a lot. I've talked about that with Wemby. He's built different, but if he's built like Yao got hurt all the time. Obviously that shortened Yao's career. If you're getting Yao Ming, that's different. You build your whole offense around it. This is not a once-in-a-generation type. Like, Yao was going to be a Hall of Famer if not for the injuries. So I don't know. I'm out on this, so I'm going to state it right now. I don't like the idea. I think they need skilled, long wingspan wings. That's what they need, in my view. Okay, that's what fits them the best. They're not going to find a player of this talent in this draft, but they need an Aaron Gordon.
The big type. At 15, period.
I wouldn't either.
Okay with them taking a big at 15.
No. If the big can't shoot outside the paint, no. I don't.
We got a lot of
If the big can't switch, no. I just know the way Eric's gonna play. Like this is he's not gonna change his whole offense for a rookie. I don't see it.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't see it. There's gonna be some athletic bigs out there that are in that range, like a Kalel Ware. Like a Missy, like a Daron Holmes. There's other guys there who are more athletic, who have, like I said, more perimeter skills. But Zach Edey, like you mentioned, is just such an extreme on both ends of the floor.
I would even say
offense and defense. You can only zone. You can only deep drop. You're gonna like you can't bring
deep
him out
deep drop. deep, deep drop. Like that. That's and look, look. I would take a Daniel Gafford like big, a vertical spacer. Okay, that kind of that's stuff. Out like there. You're not gonna get a Derek Lively maybe, and with his upside. But I'm saying like I would take a Daniel Gafford like big. But like this particular big, like how many of these have worked? I even go back to like Emeka Okafor a few years ago, right? Shorter than 80, okay, was 6'10", whatever. Had a traditional back-to-the-basket game at Duke, but was slow. He didn't pan out. Like, Philadelphia tried it. They, of course, they had too many bigs at the time. But they bounced him around too much.
For a little bit.
Wasn't he also National Player of the Year?
I don't
feel like he was. He was certainly in the conversation. I just think... And he was a top five pick. I mean, people complain about Justice, but I mean, Justice was on the same team, was picked 10th that year. I'm out on the whole. They need to get bigger for sure. But like, okay, the 7'4 guy is going to fix it. Like, I don't see it. All right. One more thing I want to get to on the other side of this. I do want to mention a great sponsor of the 5 Reasons Sports Network, legal in the state of Florida. Here you can find a 5. Use the code 5. FIVE, get your initial deposit matched up to $100. Again, it is legal again in Florida. They are honoring that. It's pretty much the same game that you had before, except for last night where I went under on Porzingis, which was silly, or in game one of the finals. I've done actually pretty well on this lately. So check it out, prizepicks.com. Set your lineup and win your money. Use the code 5, FIVE. Get in there before the NBA finals are over. You can also play the Stanley Cup finals on there. You can pair players from the Panthers and the Mavericks, if you choose. Use the code 5. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the weight it handles. I love the way it looks. And I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
All right. Just give me real quick here, okay, before we close. You said there are other bigs in that area that may make more sense. So give me like 30-second rundown on each of them.
Well, some of the guys, like I mentioned already, I think a lot of people like Khalil Ware. And again, I'm not like a big draft guy, big college guy, just giving that disclaimer, but I have looked into him. I've looked into some of Daron Holmes. I've seen some of Missy, and they're all, you know, kind of different, but I think Missy is more like of what you're describing, like a very much screen and roll guy who's really nice on defense. I think Khalil Ware, very athletic, roll big, who, you know, had a nice shooting percentage from three, but did it on low volume. Daron Holmes, another guy who has, I think, the most perimeter skill out of these three, can do, is more of an inside out type of player, you know, can put the ball on the floor a little bit, but it's, I think he's intriguing. I'm not necessarily like, I don't have a lot of preferences with these guys yet, but you know, to me, those three are the most interesting ones. I might be missing one there just off the top of my head. Maybe some people might point out Filipowski from Duke. I need to see more of him. I haven't seen enough, but in general, I think those, the three guys I mentioned are more athletic and more, you know, traditionally modern, or I don't know if that makes sense, traditionally modern, but you know, they're more of a modern big than Zach Edey is. I think Edey is like it's such a gamble on you're basically betting that he's going to be great at what he does in the NBA and not just like passable, right? That the defense will be passable enough and not in enough, you know, a big liability. And I think that's what you worry about, is that when he's out there, he's going to get, you know, just put in space in the pick and roll all the times, and people are going to pull up for easy jump shots against the deep drop. I think if he was on the Heat, he'll be playing more zone than not, for sure. I think it would just be zone off the bench whenever he's in the game. You probably stagger and play him with Jovic or play him with a smaller lineup. Definitely don't play him with Kevin Love, before people try to suggest that in the comments. I don't think that's going to happen either. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you put K-Love and Edie in the zone. But teams are going to be getting threes off at a very high rate if they do that, even higher than normal. And the other thing is, to me, I think Edie has like potential in the league. Like, I think you mentioned the Nuggets. Teams that have just in general very good spacing, right? And like a movement offense, I think that's where he would fit nicely. I don't consider the Heat the best.
I look at OKC, for instance, right? Okay, you have Chet, who is more of a modern big, as we speak of, right? Needs to put on some weight, but highly skilled. I think they could probably play together a little bit. I also think that Edie could come off the bench for them and provide some scoring punch for them off the bench.
Sacramento.
Sacramento, but again, well, behind Sabonis, right? And they have so many picks in OKC that, like, Zach Edey, like, okay, like, we're going to get somebody to fill a specific role for us, right? Yeah. But the Heat, like, I just don't see it. I don't see it from a, the only part that would even make sense involved is the timeline perspective, that he looks like a player who could contribute offensively immediately. Okay, and they're a bad offense. Fine. But the skill set that he brings, it feels like it would slow down everything else that they do. Like, they're slow enough. Like,
you have to
dedicate
stuff to him, for sure. Like, you can't just you can't draft him at 15 and then have him be a guy who only is like a, you know, handoff and roll guy or a screen and roll guy. Because I think like he can be fine there with his size, for sure. You know, if he's just a good screen and roller, that's cool. But it's like so much of his game, clearly, like when he's at his best is when he's in the post down there with, again, mm-hmm. great touch. And the Heat don't necessarily play like that a lot. I mean, they've like run a lot of post ups recently for Bam, and of course for Jimmy in the playoffs. But those are your two best players. So we're
can I ask a question before we close?
Because you mentioned post. They ran some stuff for Hawkins in the post too, but that dwindled after they got Terry, and he showed a lot.
Okay, so to your point, okay. As we close this up, thanks to our sponsors. Also, check out Autograph. Use the code 5FIVE and download that app for free, where real fans get unreal rewards. We're doing another giveaway on there. I just did an exclusive video about this exact topic, actually. So that's how I got the idea for this. So check it out. Get into a little bit more. Use the code 5FIVE over at Autograph. Here's you mentioned it. Like, okay, he's a great post-up player. Who's getting him the ball in the post? This team doesn't even know how to feed the damn post.
Yeah, they're not great.
Right?
They're not.
And again, if Terry is back, like, you want Terry freelancing more, creating for his own stuff. He's not a just throw the ball into the post type situation and go from there. So I'm just saying, like, I'm out on this idea. We'll revisit it on draft night. I know the name gets people's attention. I understand that. But I don't, not with this coach and not with this roster and not with this system. And may he be first team all rookie somewhere else. That's the way that I kind of view. Nothing personally against the player. It's just if Pat was coaching, then okay, and Bam would be playing the one, but like Jovic at the two. Okay, that's the way that they would be going. But I think we have enough of a sample size on Eric Spoelstra at this point to unless he just falls in love with the player and wants to do something different. But I don't. I'd be surprised. All right, thanks,
hey,
to
rim
Alex.
Rim pressure, right? He gives you the way you thought.
It is rim pressure, no question about that. All right, so again, we'll be wrong, and on draft night, we'll be trying to talk ourselves into it, and then I'll be getting spun and all kinds of great stuff. All right, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.